It's now time for our Atchison Coaches Insight program here on Care 93.7 FM, the final time here in 2023, and we're joined now by the girls basketball coach, that is Nick Rebamp, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, you saw a good Ottawa team on a Tuesday night. Ottawa able to get the win 56-40. Just take us back to that one. What'd you see and a couple of takeaways from it?
Sure. Ottawa is a good team. They play hard, play aggressive. But we came out, we had our chances. We actually had the lead at halftime going in. We fell apart after halftime. Biggest thing with our team this year is finding a way to put four quarters together. We're good two quarters out of a game. Doesn't matter when the two quarters are. We got to find a way to get out and play all four.
And that doesn't seem like something that can just be worked upon in practice. You know, putting four quarters together, it seems to be something that the girls just simply have to do, and it just might take some time for that to gel together.
Sure. Yeah, and they're learning each other. The thing is we're battling each game. Each game we're in it. We have opportunities. We just have to learn how to put it all together and go show teams that we're for real.
Yeah, take us, you know, take that out, you know, putting the four quarters together. You know, we're a couple of weeks now into this one. We're four games in. Where is this team now maybe compared to that late November, early December when we got things started?
Leaps and bounds above where we were. You know, defensively, we're locking in. We're finding out our rotations. I'm getting there. It's offensively where we're a little bit challenged right now. But things are working out. We're finding girls that can score, different spots, moving the ball better, cutting hard. Just learning that we have to play with that intensity for four quarters and not just two.
Talk about the benefits of playing some of these teams early, these non-league opponents like your Ottawas, your Rossvilles early, Tonganoxie, Eudora. You get a sense of the talent level maybe compared to what you see in the Meadowlark Conference. You get a couple of league games here before the break, starting with Sumner on Friday. But, you know, helping out in the preparation, seeing some of these non-league opponents early.
Sure. It's huge for us. We get out there and we get to see these teams that are competing every night with other teams. And it lets us gauge where we're at, where we need to get better at, and we translate that into league and just keep working on getting better at those aspects of the game.
So a couple of league games before we get to the holiday break, Friday at home against Sumner Academy, and then Wyandotte, the opponent, next Tuesday. Let's start with Sumner Academy. What can you tell us about them?
You know, they're scrappy. I think we're going to have to get out. We're going to try to pressure them a little bit, see if we can't get them to turn over the ball for some quick runouts on our end. If we run our offense, I think we should be able to score. We just have to go out and execute. Like I said, hopefully we can put four quarters together.
And then quickly, Tuesday, I know not looking ahead, you know, past that Sumner game, but a quick thought on Wyandotte next week.
Sure, that's another one. Another scrappy league team. We just need to go out there and do our thing. I think if we come out and battle defensively, we'll be in a good spot.
There it is, Atchison girls basketball coach. That is Nick Rebamp, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coming off a loss to Ottawa on Tuesday, the Phoenix, a couple of league matchups before the holiday break. They'll get Sumner Academy at home on Friday, and then on the road at KC Wyandotte on Tuesday to wrap up the 23 portion of the schedule. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck here in the next couple of games, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
Yeah, thanks. Have a Merry Christmas.